On a rainy October day, ABR Trails in Ironwood is quiet. I sit with Eric Anderson and Jay Sween at a table inside the ski shop. While it's just the three of us now, in less than a month, weather depending, the place will be bustling.
The tables are full and the trailheads got people around it and people on the trails and just kind of feel that the buzz. You know, it's been referred to as the ABR vibe.
It's a feeling Anderson and his wife, Angela, have worked hard to create in the years they've been running it. ABR, or Active Backwoods Retreat, was started by Anderson and his father, Dave, in 1995. Back then, there were 3 kilometers of ski trails, and the goal was to create a silent sports business that got people outside in all manners of activity, like tours to Europe, mountain biking, and kayaking trips on Lake Superior.
And then it became too busy with the ski trails. And the kayaking was the only thing left. We did that for a couple years, did kayak tours and sold kayaks. And then the summer business was just too much. So we just concentrated on ski trails and kind of glad we did. It seems really where our passion is.
There are now more than 100 kilometers of trails on private and leased land that ABR grooms. Every year, Eric and Angela welcome skiers back. Meeting new people and seeing families that he's watched grow up on the trails has been one of Anderson's favorite parts of running this business.
I think the biggest reward is seeing all the smiling faces. They're coming here to recreate and we give them a good set of trails to ski on and we're nice to them. And that makes them happy and that makes us happy.
Anderson loves ABR and the people that come visit. And it's been with that and his wife in mind that he's been thinking and planning for the future. About 6 years ago, on the day of the employee Christmas party, Anderson had a heart failure.
But after recovering, Angela's like, there's no way I'm going to run this business. And we got to make a plan.
Anderson decided to create a nonprofit foundation and will be donating ABR lands, equipment, and buildings to it. He says it was an easy decision.
Some don't believe it, but I mean, what would the choices be?
Yeah. You didn't want to just sell it off or...
And do what?
Yeah.
Huh? Buy a big camper that I'm not going to use or a boat or a vacation home? We really didn't want it to get used for something else. So to ensure that it gets used like we want it to, the foundation was an easy choice.
An easy choice, but not an easy process. They've spent much of the last 6 years talking to lawyers, setting up the Anderson Bluffs and River Trails Foundation, and forming a board of directors. This year will be a transition year, the last one with Eric and Angela at the helm, before the recently hired executive director, Jay Sween, takes over. Sween has been skiing at ABR since the early 2000s and says he's humbled to be in this position.
Every time you come to ABR, you know you're going to get amazing grooming, amazing trails, and two of the most friendly people you've ever worked with or dealt with at all in Eric and Angela. Yeah. And they remember your name. They remember everything about you. It's amazing.
Part of Sween's job will be making sure the grooming and that ABR vibe and atmosphere remains at the standard it's at right now. But he'll also be focused on other ways to expand ABR, like getting more involved in the community, hosting events in the summer months, and updating ABR's digital presence, like offering online bookings.
But the primary focus will always be on skiing, and that's, to me, the most important part because that's what people do expect. People love to ski here. And again, the atmosphere, the friendly, customer-friendly, welcoming atmosphere is really important.
Anderson and Sween acknowledge the transition won't be without challenges. The foundation has started the Founders Circle fundraising campaign to raise money for the long-term vision. Ultimately, Sween hopes people recognize the gift that Eric and Angela are giving to people, one that may be shocking, but not surprising if you know them.
You know, they've invested in this place and they care about it and they care about all the people. And that comes across more than anything else about the skiing. The skiing's amazing, but the care that they have for the customers and the people and what they do is even more amazing.
Anderson is looking forward to seeing ABR grow. He also wants to make sure people know that just because he and Angela won't be running the place as of April 1st, it doesn't mean they won't still be around.
You know, we don't want people to think that we're just closing the doors and walking away. You know, we believe in the foundation and we'll be supporting them however we have to.
And of course, they hope it won't be too much longer that they have to wait for trails to open, as even on a rainy day, there are signs winter isn't too far away.
So if you look outside right now, it's actually the rain turned to snow.
The forecast called for a couple inches, the first measurable snow of the season. Sween planned to take advantage and get in his first ski of the season. It's perhaps a further sign that even as there are changes ahead for ABR trails, the heart of it will remain the same.
We used to do that when we were young. I mean, younger, my wife and I, first snow run out there. So it's nice to see the energy that Jay has.
For WXPR's We Live Up Here, I'm Katie Thorson in Gogebic County.